Me llamo Donaco, soy de Los Angeles. Y esto es un Spanish Fitbit.
If you've been learning Spanish for any decent length of time, you've probably encountered this weird verb, deber. At least I remember it was weird to me at the beginning. I don't know exactly how deber went from being weird to not weird for me, but somehow it did. I guess I just got used to all the different ways it's used. And that's why deber is weird for us English speakers. Deber is commonly used several different ways in Spanish. First, deber means have to and should. So when we say have to in English, they can say deber. And when we say should in English, they can say deber. I should go to the store, debo ir a la tienda. I have to go to the store, debo ir a la tienda. And this was the subject of an email I got not too long ago. A student wanted to know how deber can be used both ways, as have to and should. So I thought about it for a minute. What's going on here? How can deber be used for have to and for should? And then it hit me, big time. And I loved what hit me. It was fun. To really understand my answer to him and what I'm about to tell you, it's better if you've seen the Spanish quickie I made a while back called How Words Work. If you haven't seen that, go and watch it after this video. In short, words don't mean words. We use words to communicate ideas, the pictures in our heads. When you're talking to me, you have some idea in your head and you choose words to put that same idea in my head. So words don't mean words, they stand for ideas. And what's the idea we have? What's the picture in our head? When we say, I should do something, it means if we don't do it, there'll be consequences. Now, what's the idea we have in our head when we say, I have to do something? It's the same thing. If we don't do it, there'll be consequences. What I'm saying is, I know this is crazy, but there's no such thing as have to. We don't have to do anything. We should do a bunch of stuff, because if we don't, the consequences could be dire. Maybe we use have to when the authority figure is more official, like for taxes with the government, or when the consequences are more serious, like getting a ticket with the police. But in both those examples, and every other one I can think of, the word should can also be used. I have to pay my taxes, I should pay my taxes. I have to follow the laws, I should follow the laws. Depending on the context, have to and should could mean exactly the same thing or have a very subtle, nuanced difference. But most of the time, we just use them arbitrarily. I could say one today and the other tomorrow without rhyme or reason. So bottom line, there's no such thing as have to. That idea doesn't exist. Have to and should mean the same thing, should. And when you look at it this way, it's not hard to see why deber is commonly used for both have to and should. You with me? So when you're speaking Spanish, anytime you'd say have to or should in English, you can say deber. Then when you're listening to a Spanish speaker or reading Spanish and you hear or see deber, you can translate it with whichever word you normally use there given that context, either have to or should. Or use whichever one you want, or use the same one every time. It doesn't matter how you translate deber, because have to and should mean the same thing. Now, there are other more common ways to say have to, like tener que and hay que, but that's a subject for another video. On a lighter note, the word should has always been a little weird to me in English. I mean, what's the infinitive of should? In English, remember, to get the infinitive, you add the word to, T-O, before the word. The infinitive of eat is to eat, so the infinitive of have to is to have to, weird for other reasons. But to should? That doesn't sound right. Let's see what Google says. Shall and should are modal verbs and don't have infinitive forms. Notice that to should and to shall don't exist. So there you have it. I don't know what any of that means, but I do know that should is weird and doesn't have an infinitive form. And now you do too. I should point out, deber is also often used for to owe. It's not hard to see the connection there. When you owe something to somebody, you have to, or should, pay them. You owe me money, me debes dinero. I owe you dinner, te debo una cena. In past videos, I've shown you how to use deber as to owe when paying the bill at a bar or cafe. How much do I owe you? Cuánto debo, or cuánto te debo. One last thing. Sometimes you'll see deber as a noun. I usually see it in the plural form, los deberes. That means homework, same as la tarea. So I should do my homework before dinner could be debo hacer mis deberes antes de la cena. Notice I use deber two different ways in that sentence, as a verb and as a noun. Okay, that's it. If you like this video, you can watch more just like like it at SpanishDude.com/tidbits. Then even more, many dozens, in my premium course, Fun With Words. That course focuses exclusively on building your Spanish vocabulary. Link is below this video or in the description. A special shout out to Donaco in Los Angeles. Thank you so much for that awesome intro. Really, I loved it. If you'd like to appear in a future Spanish tidbit, go to SpanishDude.com/tidbits and you'll see instructions on how to make that happen at the top of the page. If you haven't already subscribed to the Spanish Dude newsletter, you really should. Not only will I give you the heads up first when I release a new video, but you'll get discounts not available to the public. And I'm going to start sending out a subscriber-only video once a month. So go to SpanishDude.com/free-updates and sign up for the Spanish Dude newsletter. Okay, until the next tidbit, I'm Jordan, and I love Spanish.